Kevin Orr isn't exactly a household name. He was, until today, a partner at the Jones Day Law Firm in Washington, D.C. He's a bankruptcy lawyer and turnaround expert who helped Chrysler through a successful managed bankruptcy. And though he attended the University of Michigan for both undergraduate and law schools, he has no particular ties to Detroit. So one could be forgiven for wondering, why on earth would Orr take this job?
If we can do this, I will have participated in one of the greatest turnarounds in the history of this country.
Orr called tackling Detroit's finances the Olympics of restructuring. The city is bleeding about $100 million a year and has about $14 billion in debt. It's a grim place to start, but Orr appeared relaxed and confident at his media debut. He was flanked by Governor Snyder and Detroit Mayor Dave Bing, who pledged to be a good teammate to the man who will assume many of his powers. The governor insists Orr will only be needed in Detroit for 18 months. He says the idea is to lay the groundwork for a financially stable future.
So it's not simply walking out the door and then saying good luck again. It really creates a number of structures to say, here's a framework for elected officials then to continue that path and not fall back into some of the same challenges they faced before.
But while Orr courted the media inside state offices at Detroit's Cadillac Place, protesters gathered outside. All were upset that Detroiters are largely being stripped of their local representative government. But others had more specific concerns, too. Tony Brown is a Chrysler union member.
I think it's an injustice that's being done out here. I think the governor is trying to bust unions. This is all about union busting.
As emergency manager, Orr will have the power to rewrite union contracts if he thinks that's necessary. City retiree Dee Dee Harris is worried Orr will slash retiree benefits, one of the city's biggest long-term liabilities.
And I think they're trying to divide the retirees against the people that are working and saying that we're a legacy. But we made a deal with the city.
Brown and Harris represent just two of the many groups Orr will have to contend with as he takes on the inevitable task of breaking promises the city has made to employees, retirees, and bondholders. Even with an emergency manager's sweeping powers, many people doubt that Detroit will be able to avoid bankruptcy. Orr himself admits the threat of a bankruptcy is a tool he'll probably have to use.
The one thing everybody needs to know, if you go into bankruptcy, Chapter 9 of the bankruptcy code is weighted towards the municipality. And I don't want to pull that cudgel out unless I have to. I'd prefer to pursue a consensual resolution.
Basically, it looks like the game plan is for Orr to pursue a bankruptcy-style reorganization without actually going into bankruptcy. Eric Scorsone, a Michigan State University economist and municipal finance expert, agrees.
I think, you know, the goal here would be to see what the emergency manager can do and not do and see what's, you know, what's viable under that option and then see if, you know, bankruptcy then does become an option.
Under Michigan's new emergency manager law, bankruptcy is still an option and Orr has a lot of experience in bankruptcy court. Scorsone says either way, restructuring Detroit will be a monster challenge.
It's very large scale. It's going to be incredibly complex.
But Orr's biggest dilemma is really this. He's got to cut costs while improving city services and quality of life. Everyone admits that's the only real long-term solution to Detroit's woes. And if Orr does somehow pull it off, he's right. It will be one for the history books. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.